can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing
Without Going Out.
I'm Gabby.
And I'm Lexi.
And we're the Fuller Sisters.
Back
we're back together again.
Yeah.
Great. We both needed, I told them last time, we needed some one-on-one time, okay? We needed our solo episodes, and it was a great break for the other when it was their turn. So
yeah,
now we're back.
Just crazy back-to-back weeks, but I kind of like when we do that sometimes because I feel like we do episodes that don't fit well when we're together. Like, we would never do a cheerleading episode together.
Nor would I talk about fitness together.
Yeah.
So
it was good.
I agree.
But we're back together again.
I feel like I haven't talked to Gabby all week, so this is great.
Well, yeah, I was MIA on the seas all weekend, living my sweet life on deck life, and I had Wi-Fi somewhat. It wasn't the best Wi-Fi, so.
Why don't you just jump right in?
You were just taking a nap, dude. Now you gotta be in my face.
If you guys are watching on YouTube, you can see Cloud's snout just in the corner.
Always.
You just go into your life updates then? Because you've been a busy gal.
I did. So I finally had a weekend off of cheerleading. It was my last weekend completely off for the rest of the season. I only had one since, I think, Christmas break.
When does that end?
Well, Worlds is the end of April, and then I have All-Star Worlds 2 weeks after that.
So when are you officially done?
I don't even know the dates, to be honest. I think it's like mom's birthday weekend, so whatever that weekend is of May. I actually
Cinco de Mayo weekend
had, I don't know what the actual like weekend,
I believe it's the
May 7th.
Okay, you're done May 7th.
Yes.
Great.
So it's honestly, it's coming up soon. I think they said there's 47 days until Worlds, which is crazy.
That is,
but
wild.
Yeah, it's been lots of cheerleading, so I was like, I only have one weekend off, and as much as I would have loved to relax at home, I was like, I'm craving something, like, for myself. Like, something to do where I'm looking forward to it. Like, it was going to be fun. So, we booked the cruise weekend, and it was honestly a blast. It felt so much longer than just a weekend. We did Royal Caribbean, Freedom of the Seas, and you know it's, what is the Ed Milette thing when it's like, you start thinking about something, and then you see it everywhere? What is that called when it's there?
Reticular activating system filter.
All of a sudden, everyone's on a cruise, I swear, everywhere. Like, I'm seeing it so much.
I feel the same exact way as you, and I didn't
and
even
I feel
go
like
on the
no
cruise,
one's
but maybe
been on a cruise lately, and now all of a sudden it's everywhere.
I feel like COVID maybe like really deterred people from that, and then now it's like kind of getting back into the swing of things.
I will say, I mean, especially if you live in Florida and like near a port, it's the way to go. That was so easy. You don't have to plan everything because everything's basically done for you. Like, you got dinner every night, meals, every breakfast, lunch, and dinner figured out for you. You have your locations. Like, it was genuinely so much fun. It's the way to go. It was so easy being in Miami, just driving there, going on the port, like, literally just walking onto the boat. 10 out of 10 recommend, truly. Like, we're looking into it now. Like, Justin wants to do his whole family vacation there because it's so easy. We have another one for, like, our staff trip coming up, but I genuinely recommend it. Like, we've gone on one cruise in our entire life. I was 7. The only reason why I remember that is because I was in the little kids club, because you had to be 8 to be in the big kids club with Lexi, and I was miserable because I was with literal, like, 4-year-olds the whole time.
I genuinely feel like 98% of that trip is gone from my brain, though. Like, I remember eating soft serve ice cream. Yep. I remember the one friend I made in kids club, Michelle. Shout out to you. I don't know where you're at in the world, but I remember her. I remember Jamaica.
Getting our hair braided in Jamaica. Yes.
Yes, that specifically, and how the area that the cruise dropped us off was not the spot. And I remember getting a shirt that changes color in the sun at Grand Turk. That is it. That is
literally, that's all I remember. I remember getting seasick, and all I had for breakfast was a virgin strawberry daiquiri and a plain bagel. And I only know that because it came up on the deck. And like I don't remember anything in between those moments at all.
Did you get seasick at all this time?
No. It was the most calm. Like, the only time I even felt like, oh yeah, we're on a boat, is if I was sitting down, like, doing nothing. So, like, when I sat down doing my makeup, I kind of felt it. But it wasn't, like, rocky. Like, you just felt the motion. And then the only other time was when Justin was at the casino and I was just standing behind him at the chair because you can't really like be on your phone or anything. So like I was literally just standing there doing nothing. So like I felt it then. Other than that, you could have told me that we were just on land, like at a resort, and I would have believed you. It was so calm. So
nice.
I guess I'll just like recap you through my days. We'll do a quick one because I've vlogged everything. I also am making like reels and TikToks of all my days. So you'll see everything in content form. But we got there Friday. The check-in process was so easy. It was like very, very, very scaled down from an airport. Like we just parked our car, walked. We chose to take our luggage on, which is 100% the way to go because we ended up having friends that booked the same cruise that we didn't even realize. And they had to wait the entire first day for their luggage. So just wheel your suitcase on. It's everything's a ramp getting up. So like,
yeah, I mean, no, listen, if we could do it in Venice and Cinque Terre, we could do it right anywhere. But question, did you need your passport since it technically went to the Bahamas or no?
Yes.
I still don't have my passport.
Yeah, you need to figure that out.
Yeah.
You do. I think you can also do it like a birth certificate way, but what we needed our passport for is, at least the way Royal Caribbean does it, is you set up your like sail pass. And so you do all of that beforehand. And then once you get there, they just take like a picture of you in the airport. And then you don't need your passport after that because you already like verified everything. And then your sail pass, you just use to get on and off the ship for everything. So you do technically need your passport at first, but I don't think you really needed it on board.
Okay. Well, I just got a notification actually when I looked it up that there is a technical difficulty. And even though it says no status available, they are working on it. So I don't know what that means.
That's very weird, though, because that should not be a long process at all. Like, you already had a passport. You're just trying to get it
renewed.
Yeah.
Yeah. To my knowledge, I'm still, like, cool to travel in this country, so I don't know.
But anyway, we checked in easily. You just go through, like, the little luggage scanner thing, walk through a metal detector, and then you basically we were good to go. Walked right onto the ship. Our room was ready right away, which was nice, and having your luggage was just the best thing because then we had access to everything that we could need. And there was really no need to check your luggage in. Everything was super easy to get everything on board. So that is my number one tip. If you go on a cruise, don't check it in, even if they tell you to. You can bring everything on board with you. Got right to our room. We did. So we wanted to splurge a little bit more on a balcony room because, like I said, we wanted to really like have a relaxing weekend and just, I feel like for our staff trip, I'm sure we're going to go like the cheapest route because it's free for us. So I'm sure we'll get like an indoor room. So that's why this time we wanted to really experience like the balcony, which
was it a big price difference?
I don't know the exact amount. Obviously it was more expensive. I don't think it was anything dramatic or huge, but I think it was worth it for the whole weekend to be honest.
Okay.
So we got there Friday at like our check-in time, I think was 2. So we just got our bathing suits on right away. Already though, the pool, we didn't go to the ship's pool once. It was packed out every time we were there, and honestly we never really had a need for it though. So we got, by the time we like got on the ship and got everything ready, it was probably closer to like 3-4. So we just went to the sun deck, which was one level up from the pool, started reading my book, which was new for me. I didn't get very far in for the whole weekend, but I definitely want to finish it. It's very good. I'll talk
about
it later.
It was so funny. Somebody commented on like the books we're loving post that I did, and they were like, we all know Gabby doesn't read. And I'm like, okay, but when she does, these are going to be her favorites too. You watch. Verity was on there.
Yes. So I started Verity by Colleen Hoover. We were the first ones up on the sun deck, which was nice because I think everyone was going more like pool area. And then it started to get crowded as we were like about to head away because everyone just watched us like sail off from Miami. And then the first night we had reservations at Hibachi. So we actually didn't go to the main dining hall because a girl can't pass up Hibachi. And here's a funny story. So you guys know I love Hibachi. However, I don't love Hibachi this much. There was a couple across from us that got proposed to, like had the whole engagement happen at the Hibachi table. To each their own, listen, happy for them. Do I think the proposal maybe would have been a little bit more special? One of the Bahamas days at the beach. Like, I think there were better scenarios than the Hibachi table. But all of a sudden, we're like finished eating dinner. They bring out we said it was like our anniversary trip because technically it partially was. And also, they can't prove it. So I'm never going to say no to that because you know you're going to get a free dessert. So they bring out ours. It's someone else's birthday. They bring out their cake. Then all of a sudden, they go to bring out the other couple's cake because it was their 8-year anniversary. And he hands the waiter his phone, and Ed Sheeran, "We Were Just Kids When We Fell in Love," whatever that song's called, starts playing. I look at Justin. I said, he's definitely about to propose. Like, there's no way this is happening right now. There's no speech. He just gets down on one knee and just puts the ring on the girl's finger. Like, I don't even think she said yes either. She just, like, took the ring and was just, like, looking at it. We both looked at each other like, congrats. Like, I'm so happy for them. But I'm also just confused. Like, I love hibachi, and the hibachi table is just still not even a spot for a proposal for me. It's just like, the cruise itself was special, so I get the moment.
Maybe they wanted to do it because you said that was right towards the beginning of the cruise.
Yeah, it was the first night.
So maybe they wanted to do it so they could enjoy it. And he was probably like, let me get this done so I don't have to think about it.
True. Also true. He didn't have to worry about hiding the ring or doing anything.
Right.
I get that. I guess. Okay. But that happened the first night, which is crazy. I feel like we always, that's like the second time that's happened on a vacation that we've been on where we just like witness it right in front of us. But that was that. And then we just relaxed the first night. I don't think. Oh, we played like pool. We went to the sports bar, played like pool, foosball, all those fun things. And then the next day we were in Nassau, and we didn't have plans right away when we went to Nassau. We were like, I guess let's just walk around and maybe do what we didn't do last year, because we went to like the Bahamas. We went to Atlantis last year. But then we got off the ship and we were like, you know what? We just want to relax like we did at Atlantis. So we got a day pass and just went to like the beaches and the pools of Atlantis, which was 100% worth it. I just love that resort. It's so nice and relaxing. And it was just so much better than going to like the one public beach where like the cruise actually dropped you off, because it was absolutely packed and we didn't have like chairs, umbrellas, anything. Like, we would have literally just been sitting on one towel. So we did end up splurging a little bit. I mean, it wasn't crazy just for the day pass to go to Atlantis, but that was wonderful, beautiful day. And then we went to the main dining hall that night for dinner, which was just like the included dinner. And we get there and we're a little confused because the table that we're like assigned to has six people at it. And we were like, okay, I guess we're sitting with other people. And then another couple walks up, like older than us, probably I would say like 30, 40s. And just, you could tell they weren't good vibes because they looked at the table and they looked back at the worker and said, can we sit somewhere by ourselves? And I was like, you know what? Honestly, I'm glad he said yes to that, because they did not look like they were going to partake in any conversations with us. So it was kind of nice that they didn't have to sit at our table. And then the two other people that were at our table ended up being like a little older than us, but like not by much, only a few years, and like super fun guys. So ended up working out. We had great conversations at dinner the rest of the night. So that went well. And then the next day was Coco Cay, which is the island that Royal Caribbean like completely bought over, which I think is the coolest thing ever. It was so nice. And then we ended up getting really lucky that we have a connection in with someone that works for Royal Caribbean. So they ended up hooking us up with like a day pass to the beach club on Coco Cay. And this was beautiful. Like, lunch was included. We had like filet and lobster. We had our own like private beach with only a few other people, with like an infinity pool, a beach. They give everyone like a full body raft to go out in the ocean. It was just like, it was like peak relaxation day. It was honestly like perfect outside, but the sun was a little strong. It definitely got a little bit burnt, even though we tried to lather up with sunscreen.
Was your cruise technically a 3-day or a 4-day? I don't understand how that works.
I think it's 3-day. I think it was considered, because it was technically only Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we were docked up in Miami by like 7 a.m. Monday. So I don't think they consider that a day.
Oh, so okay.
It was a 3-day cruise.
Do you feel like it was enough time on a cruise?
I mean, for the weekend, yeah. I feel like we did so much for only Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I'm just curious.
Obviously, if you have, we also did it where we obviously had to be back by Monday for work and everything. So
right, yeah,
it felt perfect for our schedule. And yeah, it was great. I do almost wish we had like one day at sea so we could have actually used the amenities on the ship. Cause like I said, we didn't go to the pool at all. We didn't go to any shows. I did want to go to bingo night the last night, but it just didn't work out with our dinner plans. So there was a lot on the ship that we didn't get to take advantage of, but we were also there to relax. And like the days at the Bahamas, at the ports when we were relaxing, was beautiful. So I, as much as I like wish we could have done more, I wouldn't have changed our schedule of the weekend at all. So I think that was pretty much all like the main points of the cruise. I definitely recommend it. I think it is a more affordable option for a vacation. And if you live in Florida or anywhere near a port, it is so easy to just get on and off. Other than that, other things. We finished Outer Banks season 3. Have you even started it?
No.
It was really good. I really enjoy the show. We finished it like literally in 2 days though, because it just worked out that it came out, Well, it came out before then, but the day I got back from NCAA, obviously I was exhausted and we had the whole day off in the gym. So we like literally just watched Outer Banks basically the whole day, which was nice. And then we're starting Love Island UK because there is a winter season. Well, we're on like, I think episode 19, but that means nothing to Love Island because
right, there's 3,000.
Literally 3,000. So I feel like we're super behind. I think it's still happening in real time now, but we're just like way behind of what's actually happening. But I love a good Love Island. It's my favorite like reality TV show. I really think it is. And I just love the UK version because their accents are fun.
I haven't watched it in a while, but I feel like I usually pick that up in like the summertime for some reason.
Well, this is the first one that they've done like a winter season, I think, in a few years.
Yeah.
But
even old ones, I tend to watch like in the summer. I feel like it's just a very summer vibes show.
Definitely is. Other than that, now that I had my one weekend off, I have back-to-back-to-back-to-back competition weekends coming up. I'm in Orlando this weekend, and then I go to Vegas, and then to Nashville, and then just a local, like, Fort Lauderdale competition. So at least I'm going fun places, and they are, like, UCA is my favorite competition, so I'll get to go to Disney this weekend, which is going to be fun.
Ugh, I'm so jealous.
I know. We're only going to have, I think, like, half the night Saturday, but still, I haven't been to Disney in a while, honestly. So I'm excited for that. We've been going to Universal a lot more, but we'll go to Disney and then Vegas. I have no idea what to expect. I don't really know if we're going to have any time to really explore. I'm only there Friday, Saturday. I come back Sunday. So at least that one's going to be a quick weekend. It won't be too draining. And then Nashville, mom hypes up Nashville. So I'm excited to see what that's about. It'll be my first time going. But because of that, I want to get back into a routine again because I was doing so good at the beginning of the year, but it's so hard with competition weekends because like Monday, I'm exhausted. There's no way I'm going to wake up and go to the gym. Like half the time I'm flying back on a Monday and then I still work on a Monday. So like, there's no way I can do that. Then Fridays are my day to travel to the competition, which basically then like Thursday's my day to pack and get prepared. So that literally leaves me like a Tuesday and a Wednesday every week. And like, that's truly it of where I could stick to a routine. So it's just hard in these next few weeks. And I feel like I'm at that time where I also need to start house hunting again. And I'm just stressed because I also have no time. So I need to figure that out. I don't really know the plan with that because my lease isn't up till the end of summer, but they make you tell the apartment complex like so many months in advance of what you're doing. And I'm like, I don't know yet. So
plus need to start really that back process. Up and
go into like full swing of that. Yeah. So I'm stressed about that already, but
don't be stressed.
That was a lot of talking and a lot of filling you guys in, but I think that's everything. That's what I've been up to.
Fabulous. Let's see. On the flip side of that, I've not been up to much at all. I woke up with like this weird something going on in the back of my throat. I don't know what's happening, but it's really like ruining my vibe. So I've been trying to drink hot tea. That's not doing anything. So I don't know, but I'm in my reading in the sun era. I truly feel like a cruise sounds amazing right now because that's a lot of reading in the sun. Mm-hmm. Sean is like feeling the same way that you guys were, is like, I want to go on a trip. Like I want to get away. I want to do something, but it's just so hard with our schedules, trying to make it work and like figuring out where we want to go. And I don't know. So I need to figure that out. But in the meantime, it has been very nice here. So I have been going out by the pool, any chance I can get, reading in the sun. I spent like pretty much all of Saturday, one of the days this past weekend, we literally from like 11:30 till like 4 were in the sun. And I was
I feel like you've been actually taking advantage of having a pool, which is nice.
Yeah, I've been in the pool on a raft reading. I finished my book. I'll get to that in a little bit, but it was great. There's just something that sitting in the sun for like an extended period of time just like heals all of my problems. But because of that, I have not been getting very much social media work done because I feel like I can't edit that in the sun. Like I can't do things. I have 205 clips sitting in an album on my phone that I need to put into Reels. So I'm stressed about that. I have 2 vlogs waiting to be edited, just sitting on my hard drive. So I got to do that. But I read on the flip side of that, I've been productive in things that don't matter. Like I redid my entire Notion Always. Template. I painted my nails. If you're watching YouTube, we are in full spring/summer swing of colorful nails. Well. I Yeah, so I've just been doing like random tasks and none of the stuff that I actually need to do, but I'm just stressed. I don't know what it is lately. Between like my friend's wedding and like house stuff and work and social media, I just feel like I just want to like relax. Don't even get me started about planning my own wedding. I haven't even started that.
They don't give it. You have no sort of spring break, right?
No.
You don't get anything?
No, ma'am. Nope. So yeah, that's that. I can't believe we're already like almost done though with my first year of residency. Like I had my evaluations today and it's literally like a couple months until I'm in my second year, which is like wild to think about. June is slowly approaching where I'll be in Miami for the full month. So get excited for that. I found out where my hotel is. I'll send you the info so that you know like how close you are and what's around there and things like that. But yeah, I am really wanting to grow my hair out. It is in this awkward middle length of not short but not long where it just hangs and doesn't do anything and I hate it. So I'm really doing the most. I'm doing oil hair masks. I'm doing scalp massages. I'm only washing it once a week. I'm really trying to grow my hair as fast as possible. I don't know if it's happening, but I'm trying. What else has been new? I finished Manifest literally today. I have mixed feelings. I wanted more.
I feel like it's been out long enough that you can give me your specifics. How do you feel about it?
I mean, I just finished it. Okay. If you have not finished the newest season of Manifest, skip forward significantly and you could always go back. But I'm going to give some spoilers just so we can chat. You have been warned from this point forward. Zeke better not be dead.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love him. I love him. He better not be dead. Angelina better be dead. I know she's not, but she better be soon. Because that character... Ugh.
I know. She irked me every time she was on the screen.
Yeah. I don't really have any other thoughts other than that. I think it got a little carried away here and I'm like kind of lost in the mythology sauce, if you know what I mean. Like there's just too much happening. But I don't know. I think it's good. Aside from that, Vanderpump Rules, the drama that is happening with those cast members. Did you ever watch Vanderpump Rules?
I started the first season and then that was it. I don't even know if I finished that.
Well, there is some serious real-time drama happening with the cast right now. And since I saw that's been blowing up, I'm like, all right, fine. I'll go back. I thought I was like 3 seasons out of it. Like I hadn't caught up. Only like one in a couple episodes. So I can easily catch back up on that. But wild. Bravo TV really does a great job. Honestly, like the OG YouTubing type life on their shows, because I feel like I know these people and I just want to know everything that's happening in their lives. So bravo to Bravo. I feel like they do a great job with those shows, seriously. But yeah, that's it from me. That's all I got as far as my update.
All right, well, let's get into our favorite this week.
Both felt books.
Like I was obligated to make it the book since I never have a book favorite.
I mean, how far are you into it?
I don't even know. Well, I mean, I can tell you what part of the book I'm in, like storyline. I just don't know what page or chapter it is.
No, I don't want you to give anything away, though.
She just moved into the house.
Okay, so you're at the beginning.
I mean, yeah, definitely. I literally only read the first day and a little bit the second day, and then it was way too sunny and hot. Like, the third day, we were just kind of, like, doing things that I didn't really have time to just sit down and, like, read for an extended period of time. But I'm definitely going to do that. Like, I want to, one, keep up with my tan. So I do want to go outside a lot while, like, living here now, just throughout the week. And then I'm going to probably read in the sun every time I'm out there until I finish it. But it is very good. It gets you, like, it's intense. The first sentence of the book is already, like, dramatic. So there's no, like, slow start to it at all. It just really gets into it right away. So I definitely think it's a good book to get me back into reading a little bit, because I didn't have to go through like the slow parts to get to then the good drama. It was just instantly right away is hooking you in.
And I've got quite a few of those on deck. As soon as you finish that one, I did the same with mom. And now every like so many days, she's like, okay, can you send me another book? I'm like, Michelle,
I just don't see myself. I feel like the only time I'm going to be reading is out in the sun.
Right. But once you get even into that,
when I'm laying on my stomach, I don't know how do I read?
Oh, you just put, so that's actually, I think it's easier to read that way than on your back. You put the book on the ground and you just lay with your head like just hanging off the thing.
Oh, I meant the other way around. I meant tanning my stomach.
Oh, you just put it off to the side and then you switch hands. So then you put it off to the other side. So then you're moving your face side to side.
Okay. Maybe. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see how long it takes me to get through it.
Okay. My favorite of the week is the book that I also just finished. And Mom and I were reading it together, sort of like a little book club. And we both were like, jaw on the floor. Wow, that was a good book. And that is The Housemaid. And I just found out that there's a sequel. So guess what I just started? The sequel. It was really good. It reminds, Mom said the same thing, like similar vibes of Verity. Like the way it's written and like the suspensefulness of it all. So yeah, I really like it. And then everybody in my DMs is like, oh, you got to read this one by her and you got to read this one by her. So who's looks like I'm Freda McFadden. Never heard of her.
Okay.
But apparently she's got some banging books because people are just recommending them left and right. So I'm going to keep on reading her books, but The Housemaid was very good. If you need a little suspense with like a dash of romance, but mainly suspense, highly recommend. I think it was called a psychological thriller, technically.
All right. Well, now that we're, I don't even know how far into this, I don't even think we said what we're talking about today.
I don't think we did either.
So,
welcome to the episode. We're going to be giving you a VIP tour of our brains and telling you all of our deepest, darkest, no, but we're going to be talking about like, I don't know, just some honestly, pretty deep
the questions range from everything. So they're just like random questions, but kind of like ones that you got to like think about for a minute. About like your life or like things you believe in or literally everything. And we're like, you know what? We haven't done like a Q&A get to know us in a while. I feel like we've done like story episodes, getting to know you, like getting your, like helping you guys out with advice, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But now it's time to like, let us answer some questions. So you get to know us more and each other.
And I feel like literally our number one most listened to episode is the get to know us episode. From the beginning of our podcast. So I was like, why not? Let's just do it again, but like a little bit deeper this time and see what's, you know, some updates.
So let's hop right into it. We got 20 questions. We'll see if we go through all 20 or how long it takes us to answer some of them. But question number one, what was the best phase in your life?
I feel like I'm in it. Honestly,
that's what I was going to say. I feel like I am too. I feel like the getting into like the travel, like I'm getting into more of like business career things. And I feel like I will be probably in the best phase of my life more when we have a house, but I would say I'm starting the best phase of my life right now.
I would say like freshman year of college also was a very good time for me. Like, I feel like I made some of my best friends and like I was exploring a new place, living on campus, like really blossoming. So I feel like that was definitely a great phase of my life. And then I feel like this era that I'm in now, with like owning a house, living in Florida, being in residency, finally out of dental school. Definitely in a great phase. On the flip side of that, what was the worst phase of your life? Mine
was freshman year of college.
Mine was middle school. Isn't that funny how freshman year of college was one of my best phases and freshman year of college was one of your worst phases? It's crazy.
I just like, I lived on campus and I'm so not a school girly like that. Like even in high school, I literally just would go in, do school and leave. Like I wasn't really involved in clubs. I didn't really do many like extra school activities. So like living on campus, I felt like I never left school. So that really stressed me out. I like cried every time I had to like fly or like literally drive back to campus. Like after holidays, if like my family would come here or I would go home. And then I would like hate having to live in a dorm. And then I was also just like not in a good relationship. And I feel like I trauma blocked that year out of my life a lot, which sucks because 2017, like TGLC and like cheer wise was one of everyone's favorite years. And I legit have zero memories from that year. Like it's kind of sad and crazy, like how much I felt like I didn't exist that year. Like people will bring things up that I was fully involved in and I will not have any recollection of like that happening.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So yeah, middle school sucked for me. Everybody was really mean to me. I had like no friends. There was a lot of drama. And then I would say tied with middle school might be my first year of dental school.
Which literally basically reminded you of middle school.
Yeah, I struggled again with like friendships, but also like dental school in general, like the workload and everything. And then I like wasn't doing well with like my mental health and it was just like not a great time. So I would say those two tie for pretty crappy times. But, you know, we're here. We made it.
Arriving now. You got to have your flop before you can fly.
Yeah. Flop before the fly. Sure. My flops were significantly before my flies. But yes. Okay. Is what you're doing now what you always wanted to do growing up? I'll let you go first.
I would say yes and no. So obviously I didn't know like content creating, social media influencer, any of that even existed back then. But like I always knew homegirl was not getting a real job. Like I used to always say too. My dream job was a stay-at-home mom. However, cheer coach, I feel like I always knew down the line. I feel like I never said that as my dream job, but like I always knew that I was never going to leave cheerleading. So partly yes, and partly like I knew I was going to do something entrepreneurial like on my own. But obviously, I had no idea what, like, my job title was going to be.
Yeah. I definitely am. I feel like I've wanted to do this job for a really long time. There was, like, a little bit of time where I was like, oh, I could do something criminal related, whether that be a lawyer or, like, a criminal psychologist or FBI or something like that. But for the most part, the only serious career I've considered is the one that I'm doing now. So, for sure.
Oh, show. Okay, next one. This one can get controversial, which I don't know why, because I don't think it's that serious. And I feel like if you have a strong opinion on this, then it's like, maybe there's reasons behind it. But how do you feel about sharing your password or locations with your partner?
Sean and I have each other's.
Yeah. Location, 100% yes. Safety reasons.
I feel like you should share your location with your family, your close friends. Yeah. I just listen to too much true crime where I'm like, did she not share her location with people? Like, technology really can help us with that safety wise. So
one safety, and two, like, I don't want to have to ask all the time, like, oh, when will you be home? How far are you from home? Like, when should I start cooking dinner? Like,
yeah,
it's so much easier for me to just know where you are and when you'll be home than having to ask all that. And then same with passwords. I'm not outright like, here's my Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. Here's all my passwords just in case you need to look. But it's like, I feel like I always just have my phone out in front because I have nothing to hide. And we know each other's phone passwords. One, because I feel like if he's driving and I need to do something on his phone, I just can. But I feel like if you feel very strongly about not sharing your password, or even like very strongly the opposite side of like, I need to know your password for everything, then I feel like it's kind of stemmed from something unhealthy.
Yeah, there's just some trauma or something going on there that you should probably go to therapy, but everybody should go to therapy. So from our standpoint, if I didn't have Sean's passwords, he wouldn't have his passwords. But also like all of our bills and like, I mean, he works for 24 hours at a time. So if I need to get on something and he's busy, but he needs me to check into something, like it's just a no-brainer at that point. And as far as location, with his job, I find it really helpful because if he's not answering me and like, I'm concerned that something went wrong safety wise, but I see he's at like a call or like, you know, it's peace of mind when he's in the job that he's in. It can be kind of dangerous. So I like it for that reason as well. But yeah, I agree. I don't see an issue. I mean, in the past, like I could see where in previous relationships, like it could have been an issue, but
there's a reason why it would have been an issue in those relationships.
Right.
When it shouldn't have been, type of thing.
Right. Okay, next one says, what's one thing that people always misunderstand about you?
I would say it's me being like super quiet or an introvert. I feel like people just think I, one, either don't talk, or two, I'm like standoffish because I don't talk. But it just takes me forever to like feel comfortable and warm up to people. Like as a child, like I literally didn't speak.
No, I feel like I was her voice for most of her young life.
Forever. And that's what people, I've like been asked that before, is like, were you like a kid or is it just as you got older? And I said, I think it was because I was a little sister that, and you were always talking away to everyone, that I just like allowed that to happen. So I never had the opportunity to like force myself to like step out of my comfort zone and speak that much and like be outgoing. Like, I just feel like I was always quiet and shy.
I think I talked myself out, like quite literally. I think I was like so social when I was a kid that like now I just simply can't. Something that I think people misunderstand about me. Well, one, surface level, I have a really bad RBF. Like my natural face is just like a scowl. So that typically is something that I feel like people misunderstand. But also because I'm so hard on myself and like stressed and driven, I feel like sometimes I put that on other people. And that's something that can be misunderstood. Like I'm doing it because I want to push them to be better. But I think sometimes it comes off as just me being like too intense, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Or like controlling, but you're not. you're trying to like,
I'm just trying to help
motivate and push instead of
for sure.
I get that.
Next one, kind of, we already talked about this, but does your job make you happy?
Absolutely. I, as much as it's hard, not physically, but just more so in a blend of like life work balance, I absolutely love my job, and it's like seriously my dream job.
Yeah, same. I mean, I'm technically not working yet, but I'm really much so looking forward to being out of residency and just working in a private practice. I feel like it's been such a long time coming, and I'm excited because at that point I won't have to rely on my social media job as like income as much, and I can just do it with no care in the world. Like right now, I still feel like there is a little bit of like financial stress of like the uncertainty of it all, and like, oh, I have to do this because I need the supplemental income. Whereas when I'm a practicing dentist, I really won't be as stressed about that, if that makes sense. So yeah, I don't know if I got kind of got off topic there, but yes.
Next one. What is your favorite hobby to do alone?
I have so many. I love to watch TV. I love to paint my nails. I like to read. I like to lay in the sun and listen to podcasts. I like to cook. That's it.
I feel like I need to find better like outside of the house hobbies to do alone, because I really feel like I don't have really any of those, but I also don't feel safe leaving the house alone, so I don't even know if I would do any of those if I liked. But
if you lived in a better area, you would.
Yes, no, 100%. So hopefully we'll get there. I would say, honestly, I love when I'm home alone and I can clean and listen to music and just sing around the house. That is like one of the things that's so therapeutic for me. I enjoy cooking. And then other than that, like I enjoy working too. Like when I'm alone, I spend most of my time working because I get a lot of validation and accomplishment out of working. And like that just makes me feel good about myself. So I like doing it.
Next one. What is your number one biggest pet peeve? Like you can only pick one.
Oh, I feel like, okay, so it used to be, I feel like I'm not around loud chewers anymore. Like Justin's not really a loud chewer, so I feel like that doesn't really bother me.
That is my number one, but I haven't encountered that in a while.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll say a different one, even though I said your number one. My number one, if I was encountering loud chewers, would be that, but I'm really not.
What is your number one? I don't know why I can't think right now.
Rudeness. Like if simple things. If I hold the door for you and you don't say thank you, bye. If I like stop my car when I could go and I let you out and you don't give me a little courtesy wave, bye. Things like that. If I say bless you and you don't say thank you, bye. Things like that. Ugh, irk me. Like it's so easy to do little, simple, nice things. Like if I'm at a grocery store and I say have a good day to the cashier and they don't say you too or thank you, I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know if this is necessarily my number one, but it's just at the forefront of my mind. And I feel like it's just like not letting people just live their lives and letting it affect you. And I feel like this stems because I had brought my tripod to the Bahamas and like on the cruise. And stop staring at me if I'm taking pictures. Like, let me live my life. Like, if only people like knew. And it wasn't even, I don't even think it was that bad, but it's just, obviously it's like embarrassing to bring a tripod out. Like, I don't want to do it, but it's my job. Like at the end of the day, I had pictures. I had like clothing or bathing suits that I had to take pictures in. Like I had to do it. And Justin took like a bunch of them, but I wasn't going to sit there and make him take all my pictures. Like I wanted him to relax too. But I just feel like we live in a day and age where like, just live your life and stop caring about others and just stop staring at people or like making them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I agree. You're better about that than me. I really struggle with taking pictures in public and stuff. And I don't know why, because outside of that, I truly do not care what people think of me. Like, I'm pretty good about that. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to that in specific, I struggle.
And I think it was only because, like, I can go to the beach here and I won't care because the beach is huge. But I think it was when we were in, like, the beach club and, like, obviously we were only in a certain area. So everyone was in that area. So I was, like, literally in front of everyone. And I think that's just why it, like, bothered me.
Mm. Okay. We'll do a couple more. I feel like we've been at this for a while. If you could have dinner with a historical figure, who would it be?
Historical.
I know. I figured this would be hard.
You know, it's so crazy. You know, the first thing that came to mind, and I don't know why, is Sacagawea.
Honestly, we could use her wisdom. I could use her sense of direction and wisdom because I can't get anywhere. That's really funny. I would say JFK. Not that I don't even know if he knows. No, no. I take that back. Princess Diana.
Okay.
I want to know all the royal secrets.
Or, yeah.
And honestly, she seems
maybe
like,
just
cool.
Someone in like the top 1% super high up. That if only I could know that I would be safe with their secrets and they would be safe telling me the secrets. But like, I want to know, give me all the tea. Like, I know we're not getting the real info of what world we live in. Give me everything. It would probably terrify me, but it would be fun to know.
Okay.
Next one. What's on your bucket list this year?
I'm very thankful to say that I feel like a lot of my bucket list stuff, like I'm either I've accomplished or I'm currently working on. But something that's big for me is I really want to plan another Europe trip. I'm thinking like September timeframe, and Sean and I literally have not really gone on like a trip, just the two of us. So I feel like that would be like a really fun little, you know, something. Maybe we could meet up with you depending on when yours is.
I was going to say, we wanted to do September too, because that's when we did Hawaii, and I felt like it was the perfect time because it's not crowded.
Yeah.
That's definitely, that's on mine, is I want to knock out literally like all my top places in Europe in once.
Oh, see, I don't want to do that. That stresses me out. I prefer to just do like a couple. Yeah, no, I wanted to just do a couple, but yeah, I feel like that is something for sure on my bucket list that, I don't know, seems like a little bit far-fetched, but still attainable, you know?
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Mine is that as well. And then just buying a house, finally. I feel like I've literally had that on my bucket list for like 4 years. But I feel like the timing is like finally right and makes sense now. Because I'm like dying to get out of this area.
I'm going to need you to move like way far north.
Well, way far is not feasible, but north for sure.
I mean, way far to my standards isn't like that far, but like, I don't know, closer to the 75 would be cool. Like, we did the drive to that hockey game and it was so easy. And I'm like, dang, Gabby's house is another like 50 minutes from here.
Yeah. Hopefully not anymore though.
Okay. Why don't we just do one more and then we're doing a part two because we literally still have half the questions and this is really fun. So we'll do one more and then we'll do more questions again next week. So last question, what was your favorite birthday?
I feel like I should have better memories, but I think because for literally probably what, like 10 years of my life, my birthday was always blurred with worlds. So I feel like I really never did too much. So I would say like last year, we didn't go on my birthday, but we did the Bahamas trip for my birthday. And that was the first time I really got to like do something big for my birthday.
Yeah.
So I would say probably that.
Mine was when we were in Italy, obviously. Yeah. 2019. How old was I turning? That's what I was just trying to figure out. In 2019? If in 2023 I'm turning 27, I'm going to need you to do that math. You're quicker than me.
Well, you would be 22, would you not? Because you were born in 1990. No, weren't you born in 1997 or 6?
6.
Oh, so then you would be 23.
Okay, so my 23rd birthday, which is such a random birthday, but my 23rd and Sean's 26th.
Yep, we were in
Italy.
Rome,
we're in Rome. Yeah.
When in Rome.
So oh, Rome, go back. A full trip of pasta.
Yeah, honestly. It's great.
So good. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed this episode. And we went through a ton of questions and there are still many more to come. So we will be doing a part two next week. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts, check us out on YouTube. There's video footage of us. Maybe not that exciting, but you can at least see my nails. You can see my nails and you can see Cloud's face. And honestly, that is worth watching the video. If you're watching on YouTube, check us out on maybe in your car. Maybe we sound cooler. I don't know. And if you're feeling generous, leave us a little rating and review because it helps us out. And I feel like we forget to ask that sometimes, but...
And if you're listening, put a little screenshot in your Instagram story and we'll reshare it.
Yes, tag us, please. Tag our individual ones and our podcast ones so we're sure to see it. But all right. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Outgoing.
Without going out.
Bye.